Morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kerry speaking.
Yeah, g'day, Kerry. This is Daniel Fletcher speaking. I was just wondering, I've recently come into the care of a Eclectus parrot female by the name of Scarlet that I was told has been to see you guys before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering about getting microchipping done and actually get her cataract looked at.
Okay, we can definitely do a consult do an assessment of her, and then if she have we seen her recently? That's the thing. The previous owners.
Yeah, I'm not sure how recent would be within the last 6 months, I'd imagine.
Okay. Do you have the name of the previous owners?
Yeah, Trudy. Just hang on a sec. I'll double check the surname. Trudy Carl.
Carl, what did you say? K-A-R-L or C-A-R?
C-A-R-L.
Sorry, you just broke up then?
Sorry, K-A-R-L. Hello?
Yeah, here we go. And you've just taken on the ownership of this little one here, have you? Did you say?
Sorry, I didn't catch any of that.
So you've just taken on the ownership of this little one here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, what we can do is do a consult, a health check, and then go ahead if everything's all okay. We can check the eyes and everything, and then if everything's okay, can do the microchipping at that point. We get you to do is make sure that they haven't had any soft fruit or veggies the morning of the microchipping or the consult.
Okay.
They do need to have the microchip done under an anaesthetic.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Yeah, so that's something that we can definitely do. Are you looking at our next availability to do that? Is that what you're...
I was thinking... my earliest that I could book in would be next Friday. Is that possible?
As in Friday the 5th, you're talking?
Yes.
Okay, let me just help you. That's something I definitely do in the morning. Yeah, we'd prefer to do it in the morning. I just say morning's pretty booked up there in that morning. Is there another morning that you would be able to do?
Monday?
Weekday? This coming Monday or the following Monday?
No, the following Monday, yeah.
Okay, the 8th? Unfortunately, no, I wouldn't be able to do it that Monday. Would you potentially be available on the Tuesday at all?
Yes.
Yep, I can do first thing on Tuesday the 9th.
Yep.
Okay.
Because, yeah, apparently Trudy said that she's not microchipped.
Okay, I have to have a look back on the records and everything and whatnot, but I can definitely, I'll set up a file for yourself and then I can transfer history and everything from Trudy's file. So what was your first name, sorry?
Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L.
And Fletcher, was it?
Yes.
And your address there, Daniel?
It's 74 Darcy Lane, D-A-R-C-I-E.
Yep, and whereabouts is that?
Caboolture River Village.
And your phone number is 0423 679 748.
That's correct.
Okay, and your email address, Daniel?
It's tankthebiker1, so T-A-N-K.
Yep.
T-H-E.
Yep.
B-I-K-E-R.
Yep.
And the number one at hotmail.com.
Excellent. Okay, and it's Scarlett under the name of Trudy Carl. Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll pop that in then at 9 o'clock on September the 9th, Tuesday. Just don't give Scarlett any soft fruit or veggies in the morning.
Okay.
You can have pellets or seed, whatever Scarlett's been on in the past. That's okay.
Yeah, she's
no
got
soft fruit
pellets.
Or veggies. And, yeah, we can do the assessment, check the eyes. We can offer advice about that. And then if all going well, can go ahead with the microchipping that day,
yeah,
that morning as well.
Trudy said that the cataract was about $5,000 to get fixed.
That's something to discuss with the doctor. I didn't have anything to do with that conversation. You'd have to discuss that with the doctor. And potentially, did you, was it mentioned to be done at an eye clinic or?
No, she didn't mention where it was going to be done. She just told me that that's how much it was going to cost. And I was sort of looking at, I've had a dog with cataracts for years, and the vet always just said to keep him out of direct sunlight, which is basically what I'm doing with her, with Scarlett. I take her outside, but she's in the shade, so she's not being affected badly by the direct sunlight.
Certainly.
But, you know, being a feathered thing, it's she does need the UV rays, so...
Well, it's something we can definitely discuss, and the doctor can talk you through what would be recommended and ongoing care for Scarlett. But, so I've got you booked in Tuesday the 9th, and, we'll get all the file and everything set up there with Scarlett's details from previous owner. We'll talk to you then and see you at 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, tonight. It's I'm kind of really thinking that the microchipping would be important.
It's a permanent form of ID, most definitely. I'm not sure if Scarlett's got any leg bands or anything like that on, but
She
doesn't. No, that's So it is especially being not really. You can't really describe, like, obviously all female eclectuses look the same. So if she was to get out, it is a way of making sure that she is yours, because the microchip number, just with a dog and cat as well, is unique to that patient. So
she does have a couple of unique things that I would be able to identify her from, and that cataract would be one of them.
With microchipping, as I said, it's a permanent form of ID, and especially if there's any dispute about if she was to get out and someone says she's mine and whatever, it's your way of saying, no, she is definitely mine, here's my details, here's my microchip details with this particular bird.
That's my main reason why I want to get the microchip, because just in case something happens, you know.
Good idea. Excellent. Well, we look forward to meeting, Scarlett again and yourself on Tuesday the 9th.
Yeah. So how much would the consult be?
Yeah. So $170 is the consult, and then with the microchipping, which includes the anaesthetic, is $180.
Okay. So $170 and $180.
Yes, that's correct. Plus or minus any medications if it is indicated that we need medications. So.
All right then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.